Blake strode back to the inn, where Captain Anderson and the officers of the Royal George awaited him. Gathering them around, he climbed atop a table, his voice clear and resolute. "Tonight, you each have a choice," Blake declared. "If you sail with me tomorrow night, you will become outlaws and pirates. If this is something you can accept, you are welcome to join me. If not, leave with my blessing, and I carry fond memories of our time together." Stepping down from the table, Blake left the inn, his destination set on Brandsbury Castle. Along the way, Alex and 21 young men followed, eager for answers. "Is it true? Are we to be pirates?" Alex asked. Blake led them into the castle and gathered them around. "The seas are changing, and so must we," he explained. "You may know the black ship as the Lady Mary, but the ship we will sail is the Lady Anne. She and her sister ship, the Lady Sarah, will be twice the size, 50 feet taller, and 5 times more powerful. This is your destiny. You will be privateers, Englishmen who do not serve the king." One young man asked, "What of kings and queens, my lord?" Blake sat before them, speaking earnestly. "A leader, whether a king or captain, must guide wisely. The capable ones bring good times, but the foolish lead to ruin. Change is coming, and it will be in our hands to control. In the shipyards, men work for their pay and go home to their families. They choose their path. I believe this is a life worth living." The men inspired understood they were embarking on a journey not just of piracy, but of freedom and self-determination.